a view sweeps across the Earth, past the moon, and into the star-filled vastness of space. Letters appear in the parting clouds. Lionsgate. In a box comprised of one black and one white rectangle, the letters BSFG Productions. A bare tree with one pale fruit hanging from it. Persimmon Productions. Waves roll in on a beach in Los Angeles. White text on a black background appears. Lionsgate presents in association with BSFG Films. A Persimmon production. BSFG Film.
Listen, L.A., L.A. Big city of dreams, baby. You got Hollywood, Bel Air, Silicon Beach, and Beverly Hills, right? Four of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the country.
The L.A. skyline.
And then, dun, 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 the South Central. Now, be honest, all right? When you hear the word South Central, what do you think? Gangs, drugs, guns.
Well, then what the hell are all these rich white people doing here?
You see, six blocks from one of the most expensive colleges in the country sits one of the poorest neighborhoods in the country. And that's where your boy grew up. We got a family business. More emphasis on family than business, because we always broke. 20 years ago, my dad and uncle started this gym to keep kids out of gangs and off the streets, give them some positive role models. Then they got locked up for bank robbery. I believe they call that irony. That left me and my mom to run this place on our own. She done a whole lot of good for this community. But doing good don't really pay the bills, you know what I'm saying? And the bank's about to shut us down. Over the years, we kept the doors open with endless side hustles. And that's where my boy Juice comes in. We've been best boys since I was a little jit. Now Juice, he the plug. You need anything, he can get it. Just don't ask him how.
Dell and Juice run from the cops.
Why you laughing?
But luckily, my girlfriend Alicia has always been there to get us back on track. I mean, she don't know she my girlfriend yet.
Like she got a serious crush on me. Like serious crush.
She says she waiting for a real man. But if that's not me, then why she be flirting so hard? Look at her. Look how she looking at me. Zoom in. Come on, you see that, right? So that's life in the hood. I mean, we don't have much. But if I could keep those gym doors open, I could keep my little family together. And really, that's what it's all about. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. It's about them dead presidents, y'all. Get it?
White text on a black background. Where's the money? In a boxing ring, Dell intimidates a child in boxing gloves.
I'm gonna kick your ass so hard you're gonna be able to give yourself a rim job. You really wanna go out like that? South Central, baby.
Yeah, think about it.
It's no game. You in it right now.
Let's go.
Nah! I'm crazy. I'm crazy! You will die today!
Other kids watch.
Now, I apologize for the language, y'all. But this is the kind of tough talk you're gonna hear out in these streets. Now, of course, I could teach y'all how to fight, give them a little 1, 2, 3, 4. What's that gonna solve? What I'm uniquely qualified to teach y'all is that sometimes your best weapons are your words. We're gonna put these down and pick this up.
Words? This is the MMA class, so stop being a little bitch and let's fight.
Oh, okay, look at this guy. A little hyped
get
up.
Reggie.
Tone it down a notch.
You afraid to swing?
It's great again. I see what you're doing. Nothing he says can provoke me because I am de-escalating the situation.
I never thought I'd get this close to a vagina until I was at least 10.
Ooh. What's a vagina?
Look, I'm gonna tell you one time only. You're gonna sit your little ass in that corner. Now, I'm gonna count 2, 3. 1, 3.
The kid punches him in the crotch.
Okay, listen.
The kid pummels Dell with weak punches. Dell scoops him up in a fireman's carry. The other kids run over, punching Dell.
I command y'all to sit down. Sit down and listen to me. What about my decoy?
Dell spins around, hitting another kid in the face, knocking him to the canvas.
Oh, that was an accident. Y'all saw it was an accident, right? You look like you know CPR. Come on, white girl, go ahead, do some magic. Go, check his pulse.
What the heck is going on here, Dell?
Alicia enters and stares at Dell. Dell slowly puts down the kid.
Listen, y'all don't ruin this for me. Just stay tight.
Hey, Alicia. We just wrapping up our session on de-escalation. He gonna be okay. And that is how not to get into a fight.
Dell hops out of the ring.
Woo! Watch out for the kid with the curly hair. He is mean.
It's not a joke, Dell. I ask you to watch my class for 10 minutes.
He started.
Alicia punches him.
It's the dumbest shit I've heard from anyone all day, and that includes Juice.
As promised, I got you a pair of refurbished Jordans, okay? And according to the shoe facts, I only got two people wearing these shoes prior.
You realize you're the adult here, right? When are you gonna start acting like one?
Dell points to his wrist.
Dell! Quit trying to get my staff pregnant and fix the damn air conditioner.
Ain't nobody trying to get a pregnant, Ma. Mind your business.
Just because you fucking it up don't mean you ain't trying.
Dell looks.
Dell, look at that thing. It's gonna fall and kill somebody.
You gonna call the repairman. That's your fault, Mama.
Oh, you know what? I'm tripping. Let me dip into this discretionary fund so I can pay for that shit.
You cannot give your son the middle finger.
Why not? I've already tried the other two. One, Dell, get yourself out of bed and go to school before you flunk out. Two, I'm not gonna tell you again to stop smoking weed and playing video games. No results. So, I'm gonna try three and see what happens.
She flips him off again.
When the phone get turned back on?
Dell runs to a phone in an office. Yeah.
Dre's gym, this is Dell speaking.
You have a call from Folsom Prison. This call is timed and monitored.
Yo, Dell! It's your pops.
Yo, what you calling here for, Dad?
Did you just not say this is Dre's gym? Who the fuck you think Dre is? It's me, nigga. It's me.
I can call whatever the fuck I please.
Now, look, I know you struggling and everything, but listen, I might have a way to help you.
We've been getting along just fine my whole life without your help.
Look, I know, son, but
you have 1 minute. This fucking jail robot. Look, I ain't got time to be polite.
I know you mad at me and everything, but listen, I care about you, and I care about your mama, and I highly suggest if you want to keep that place open, you get your skinny ass down here and see me before it's motherfucking too late.
Dell looks out of the office window, then hangs up the phone. In a prison, Dell follows a guard into a visiting room where Dre is seated.
My boy! You done came to see your old man, huh?
Look, Dad, this is business, all right? Let's not pretend it's anything else. You said he could help me. I'm just here to find out how.
You know what? You're smart. Just like me.
I'm nothing like you.
Okay, now look. Now, I know I wasn't in your life, all right? But I want to make it up to you, okay? I want to make it up to you.
Dre produces a wrapped box.
Badass.
It's a pretty small box to contain my entire childhood, Dad.
Yeah, it's a gift from my motherfucking heart.
Dell opens the box and pulls out a potato with various objects stuck into it.
What is this?
That's a Mr. Potato Head.
A what?
Look at that. I knew you was gonna love that. Look at that. You got the little eyes right here, and you got the little nose.
Got a little comb for the mustache.
This is some smart shit. This is gonna teach you some shit.
And he also got that, just in case I have to lay a couple motherfuckers down up in here.
A toothbrush shiv.
Look, Dad, I'm an adult now.
Oh, so you too old to learn? So I guess you too old to learn how to solve your little bank problem, huh?
Okay, look, yeah. Look, what I meant to say was, this is great. This is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I'm gonna put it right back in this box.
You know what? Come here. Come on, sit on Daddy's lap.
You said what?
On my lap, nigga. Sit down on my lap.
On your lap?
Yeah. Get your ass over here. Sit down. Here. Oh, right here.
Dre pulls
right
Dell down onto his lap.
I ain't gonna bite you, boy. I'm your daddy.
Okay.
But the tickle monster might be...
Dre pokes Dell in the ribs. Dell gets up.
You remember that? I used to tickle you when you was little. Don't act like nobody tickled you.
When I was a kid, I'm an adult now.
All right, I got a little out of hand with the tickling. But I'm trying to make up for 17 years that I missed in your life. Now listen.
Dell leans in.
Now you know me and your Uncle Leon. Come on. Me and your Uncle Leon, we in here for bank robbery. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What you might not know is that the police didn't find the money.
He pulls a coin from behind Dell's ear.
I was planning on giving that money to you and your mama when I got out, but your crazy-ass Uncle Leon then fucked around and got out a couple nights ago. So you gotta get out and get that cash.
Wait, how much money?
Dre checks the security guard. His eyes are closed.
$1 million, and it's in this flop house in the basement. The money's in the wall.
He slides a photo of a house to Dell. Dell hunches his shoulders and tries to give Dre five.
No. You just walked in here and act like you didn't know that I was your daddy. Now you gonna come with that, ooh, hey, fake shit. And all that shit.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
Now, the only way you're gonna get that money is you're gonna do what I tell you to do. And you know what that is?
What's that?
Let me read you a bedtime story.
Come on, Dad.
No, you're gonna shut the fuck up and let your daddy read you a bedtime story, nigga.
Dre reaches down and gets a storybook.
This book here is called The Long Red Train.
He opens it, leaning over so Dell can see the pictures.
Okay. There's a new cookbook in the cafeteria. Good morning, little children's therapy students. We have a brand new cookbook.
Can you read it without the accent?
Shut the fuck up. I'm gonna read it how the fuck I wanna read it. I'm your daddy.
Okay.
I hope you like the gourmet feast that I made.
Dell drops his head. Outside, Dell, Alicia, and Juice walk together.
We get to the flop house, we go to the basement, we get the money, our lives are set, y'all, I'm telling you.
Hey, we gonna be rich, man.
No. I'm gonna be rich, okay? Y'all get 5%, depending on how much work you put in.
What the hell?
On the corner is an upscale mini mall.
What has happened to the ghetto?
Chipotle got a valet?
Come on, it's the next street up.
But how does Chipotle got a valet?
I know.
They didn't put a coffee bean where they shot your man.
Dell lowers the picture Dre gave him to reveal the house. It is freshly painted and has the letters K-A-X on it.
Shit! They're turning the flop house into a frat house.
What are we gonna do?
Juice squints and holds up a finger.
We get a drill, huh? The same drills that they dig the subways with. We dig it straight to the basement, El Chapo style, right? And we grab the loot.
It's a plot from Ocean's 13.
You right, scratch that. I say we go in with 17 monkeys and a horse.
That's Planet of the Apes, man.
So you seen it?
You got problems. Like, I worry about you sometimes, Juice.
Okay, all right. Dale, we get Craig and Day-Day.
That's Friday.
Evening, the LA skyline, the front of the gym. Alicia sits on a milk crate near a cable spool.
I had a feeling you'd be up here.
Oh, hey.
Boy, you're not gonna hit me, right?
Dell sits on another milk crate.
So what are you doing in my thinking spot?
Thinking. What do you come up here to think about?
Honestly, thinking about what I would do with the money.
Let me do your shopping list for you. One sneakers, two weed.
Oh.
It's two things.
You really think that's what I would do?
Give me a reason not to.
Okay, listen. Honestly, I'm not doing this for myself, okay? I'm doing it for my mom. This place is like her life. If I don't do something big, then she could lose it all.
If you care so much about her, why don't you ever do the little things she asks? The rats, the showers. That AC unit she's been on your ass about every single day.
If I get that money soon, none of that even matters.
I can make this place really special. And if I got some money left over, yeah, I'm budgeting some cakes and weed.
Oh, you thought I was gonna leave that out?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good.
I was waiting for it.
Because I got some right here.
If you wanna
smoke
what
it.
What is that?
It's some weed. It's a little bitty weed. You can barely see it. Look.
Dell holds his index finger and thumb together.
What's wrong with you?
Gosh, so that'll be hot. But what'd you come out here to think about?
I'm trying to figure out how we're gonna get into that damn frat house in the first place.
Don't worry. I got a couple ideas.
Oh, no.
At the frat house, a blonde guy saunters to the door and opens it. Dell wears a fire rescue hat and a guard uniform.
Hello, sir. Deputy Fire Marshal Frank McCaskey. Do you have the DS-367 certification and fire inspection certificate?
You need a certification on your certificate?
Move out my way.
He walks past him.
Do you know how flammable these are?
He snatches a man's hat off.
I smell smoke.
He enters a room where some guys are using a bomb.
I see what's going on here. Let me take a wild guess. Took the batteries out of the smoke detector, let the place burn down, collect the insurance money. Not on my watch.
Yo!
Not on my watch! Are you kidding me?
He knocks a man off his hoverboard.
Anybody here read the news?
He picks it up.
Of course not. I'm surprised the lithium battery on this thing hasn't exploded yet. This place is a lot worse than I thought. Somebody needs to take me down to the basement right now.
Yo, what the hell is going on?
Fire inspection. I need you to take me down to the basement right now. I checked the foundation.
Yo, we had a fire inspection a week ago, dog.
And you're lucky we didn't shut you down then, dog.
If you're a fire inspector, why's your little badge say Guardia de Seguridad?
My budget cuts, motherfucker. You know what? I'ma go ahead and get the fuck up out of here. I'm confiscating this. You, the fraternity letters that says Cox. You might want to change that.
Del grabs the hoverboard.
We just letting anyone in the house now? Huh?
That's my fault, yeah.
Think he took your hoverboard.
Outside the frat house, Del sees a sign that says KAX Rush Week.
I got it.
In a restaurant.
We rush the frat. Bam.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? We get strapped, we get mean, and we rush that motherfucker.
Other diners look over.
Excuse my friend, y'all. I'm sorry. He's on drugs.
No. I mean, rush the frat. It's Rush Week. I'm going to get in by joining the fraternity.
That's what I'm talking about. Keep it simple.
They sit in a booth.
But you're not a student.
Juice, own it. Got a guy that's going to make a fake ID and a perfect name to fit in the fraternity scene.
Mm-hmm.
But all those bros have already seen your face. You think they're not going to call you out on that?
That's so funny.
She don't know.
She likes it.
She likes it. She don't really know
what's going on. Alicia, you know so little about white people.
So little.
They are terrified of being called racist.
Mm-hmm.
If a white guy sees a brother they've seen before, they're not going to be like, oh my God, Antoine, is that you?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want to look like some good old boy that thinks all brothers look the same.
But how are you so sure they want you in the first place?
See, these days, they need at least one token.
You think you're going to be the only minority trying to get in?
Mm-mm.
What are you going to do about your competition?
Oh, let me show them. Tough.
Okay,
tough.
You ready?
You ready?
Do it.
Action.
No.
That's not what we rehearsed.
All right, you say action, I'll do it to him.
Don't say action.
In the KAX house, Del enters wearing a suit and tie.
Greetings, gentlemen. I'm here to rush.
Two fellows behind a desk exchange a glance.
Name?
Del shows a student ID.
Chet Buttersworth?
That's my name.
Head on in.
The frat boy points him toward a room full of minority potential pledges. In the room across the hall, white prospects gather.
In there?
JavaScript. Nice to meet you. Chet Buttersworth. Listen, don't you guys find a little odd that they have the white people over there and other people right here?
Well, we just sort of congregated here by chance.
Chance, that's funny. What's your name?
Zach.
Zach, kind of tall for an Asian, is what they're saying. Me? I'm like, he's a human being. You guys know about the theme parties they had last year? No? Okay, just to name a few. No fly list. I've been working on the railroad. They want you to build a wall outside, right outside the frat. They're like, he doesn't even speak English. I'm like, he does speak English, right? Okay. Guys, you could be a part of the problem or you can be a part of the revolution. Yeah? What do you guys say? We all come together, make it really explosive, no pun intended, and we fight this thing. We're not gonna put up with any racist bullshit. We're gonna take back the night.
Take back the night's a women's movement.
Don't kill my momentum, Zachary. I'm on a roll right now, okay? Guys, new slogan just for you. Token is broken. Cool? Token is broken. Token is broken. Token is broken. Mark, token is broken. Yeah, token is broken.
Come on, Black Leader Pack. The Asian trailblazing. Wherever you are.
En español. Andale.
Pumping their fists, they march out of the frat house. Dale closes the door behind them.
Thank God they're gone, right? Don't worry, fellas. I'm one of the good ones.
Dale sits with Eddie.
You know, I would say that I'm slightly overqualified for your organization, but I play golf. So, I mean, you know, that's cool. Got a hole in one. I'm into polo, both kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimate frisbee, as I call it, ultimate frizz. I was the captain of that for 4 years straight. Turned down Hale.
Wow.
That's Harvard and Yale.
Yeah, wow.
Nearby.
So, what do you think? Pretty good group this year? Yo, I think I know that guy. Didn't he, like, come through here trying to pretend to be a fire inspector or some shit?
Which kid? Oh, come on, man. That's not okay.
What's not okay?
You're basically saying that all people look the same to you. That's like the litmus test for racism.
What? I'm not saying that, man. I'm saying that's the same black person who came through here and stole Eddie's hoverboard.
Oh, and now he's a thief, hmm?
Will you listen to me, man? I'm the least racist nigga you know!
People look over at him.
I was out of context, fam. Like you never said it, Roger.
What are you thinking? Fraternities get sued over this kind of stuff all the time.
Sued for what, man? He ain't got no damages. You know me. How could I hate black people? I ride the bus.
Oh my God. Don't talk near him.
You're missing the point, man. That guy's up to something. So you give him a beat if you want. That's cool. But I'm gonna find out what it is.
Just stop saying that.
At the gym.
What are you doing?
I've been working on my signature move.
From the ropes? What is this, UFC or WWE?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Really? Because the last time you stepped in this ring, you got your ass handed to you by a bunch of little kids.
Ooh, with all due respect, you're like half my weight.
She leaps onto him, wrapping her legs around his head and flipping him onto his back. She pins him to the ground with her legs sitting on his chest.
But is this supposed to hurt or feel good? Like, what are we... Okay.
See, Uncle.
You love me. You said you love me? I can't hear.
God damn it, Del. If you really want to please a woman, why don't you please me and fix the fucking AC unit?
All right, Ma. Show me that move one more time.
I'm not gonna ask you again, Del.
She flips him off. Del and Alicia spar.
So you got rid of your competition. Sounds like you impressed him. What happens now?
Now, all we can do is wait and hope that my good looks and charm, along with their white guilt and fear of lawsuits, is enough to get me in. All right, come on. 1-2.
Nighttime, in a car.
Yo, I can't believe we're giving this guy a bid.
Are you guys sure this is it? You know, most freshmen live in the dorms.
Told you there was something about this guy.
So it's off campus.
Off campus? This is the ghetto, man.
Technically, we also live in the ghetto.
True, but that's the good ghetto. This is like the ghetto ghetto.
Wow. And I thought you didn't have a problem with black people.
Oh, you can't... That's not fair, all right? I'm drawing an economic distinction, not a racial one.
Granted, but given the racially charged history of this country, can we really separate the two with anything even approaching
intellectual? Hey, yeah,
enough! Let's just all agree, it's super confusing being a white male in today's society, okay? Now, hoods up.
Oh, yeah. Already clad in white robes, they cover their heads with white hoods.
Kappa Alpha Chi Eta! Kappa Alpha Chi Eta! Kappa Alpha Chi Eta! Let's go! Let's go!
Three black men sit in a red Cadillac.
This movie last night, you know, made me mad as a motherfucker. Y'all ever seen All My Stuff? Trip was crazy.
Yo, check this out.
What the fuck?
The frat boys walk through the street looking at their phones through their white hoods.
To make you come up missing, that's my mission. Got love for nobody in my position.
Man, where is it?
Can't get anything. It's like the internet stops in this neighborhood. Are you sure you wrote it down right?
Yeah, the address he gave us was for that gym back there.
Yo, I told you he was playing us.
No, don't jump to conclusions. Look, let's just ask somebody, okay? Oh, these guys look like they know the lay of the land.
They approach the Cadillac.
Hey!
Clark removes his hood.
That evening, fellas. Oh, gotta get low. Low rider. We think we might be a little bit lost here.
The man looks him up and down.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, right? You know, we're wondering if you might be able to help us out, though. I think we might have gotten the wrong address. Looking for a fellow by the name of Chet Buttersworth. African-American gentleman. Not that that means you would necessarily know him, but not that it doesn't, you know? skin tone is sort of right in between you in the front and you in the back. Although, with the shadows, I can't totally tell. What else? Well, we're here to kidnap him as part of our initiation ritual.
The black man opens the car door. The frat boys run off. He closes the door. His passengers laugh.
Get the fuck out the hood, cracker!
Run! Everybody's running!
In the gym office.
Bam! Okay, here we go. Time to dance.
No, I'm working. Stop!
The working weight. It is time to play.
You're gonna get me fired.
I know the owner. You good. Look at you falling
out.
Play. And out of the chair she goes. And around and around she goes. Now, I'm gonna teach you some dance moves.
On the security monitor, the frat boys approach the front door.
Watch, you're gonna fall in love. Look back there. Look back at it.
I don't want to.
Look back at it.
I've never seen this. Is this what they do in the photos?
Let me see what you got.
Yes, look at you.
The frat boys get the door open.
1, 2, 3, 4, spin and grab. Hey!
Del and Alicia notice the monitor.
He's about to get wrapped. Let's go! Guys, just watch out, because there's almost certainly a pinball.
Who the hell is that?
I got a pretty good idea.
Wait here, don't get seen. I will be right back.
I mean, that's not a house, man.
I don't think any of these are houses.
I just want to kidnap somebody.
Hey, can I help you, gentlemen?
They remove their hoods.
Hey, Chad, how are you?
What's up, man? I live here.
I volunteer here. Why are you guys wearing clan robes?
No.
No, see, the around
very,
here, they're
very
not
different.
Going to go a little
it's
longer.
An eggshell.
Right? Yeah, it's a different shade.
Totally different. And besides, you know, our fraternity actually predates the Klan by over a decade, so the real question is, why are they wearing our robes? You know? Why are they wearing our robes?
Yeah, y'all wearing Klan robes.
Okay, well, agree to disagree, and... Shifting gears. Congratulations, we're here because Cap Alpha Chi is officially giving you a bid. We're here to kidnap you for initiation. But first, quick order of business here. The university requires us to get your signature on this consent form. Basically just says that you're comfortable with us physically abducting you for the initiation. Sign there.
Okay, cool.
And an initial here for the robe.
Uh-huh.
Great, thank you. And then down here for the simulated kidnapping language.
Sure.
Which will be harsh.
Here we go.
Perfect.
Let's do this!
They throw a red robe over Dell's head.
Whoa. Oh.
You got it.
Give me your arm.
Here we go. All right, looks good on you. Red dress. Okay, yeah, let's hood up here.
Yeah.
Boom.
How do I look?
We should probably carry you to the car if you're comfortable with that. We'll just lift you up.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Let's go. What the fuck are you doing?
Support the back. Yeah. Oh, you know what? We had a bit of a thing out front. Is there a back entrance by any chance?
Yeah, right back there.
Perfect. Great, thanks.
Yeah. Let's go, motherfucker!
Oh, fuck, he's got you!
Be safe. It's just language.
Outside, the men from the Cadillac walk up.
Well.
The frat boys drop Dell.
Sorry. Here you go. There's my wallet.
They throw their wallets on the ground.
Take that shit off.
He waves a gun. All but Dell remove their hoods.
I got this.
Brock steps forward.
Hey, we all cool, man. We ain't trying to cause no ruckus. You feel me, dogs?
I ain't feeling shit, dog. Fuck is you?
I'm Barack.
Barack. Like Barack Obama?
Exactly. Except my man spells it a little differently.
Spells it differently how?
B-R-O-C-K.
Man, ain't no damn Barack. That's Brock. The whitest fucking name in the universe.
He steps to Dell.
Grand Dragon there got a hand problem?
He puts the gun to Dell's head.
Oh, okay.
Is that pillowcase worth your life, nigga?
Let me just take it off.
Yeah.
Slide it off.
Yeah.
Dell removes his hood.
Dell.
Dell. It's a neighborhood nickname. Buttersworth Del Barrio. They call me Dell for short. Subtract, Redbone Willis was popping.
What the hell is you doing, man?
It's not what it looks like.
Looks like you got yourself caught up in some racist fraternity bullshit.
Oh, okay. Well, then it is exactly what it looks like. But let's just chill with the burners and stuff, man. No need to get mad. Just trying to do a little thing with my white friends here. Don't take offense to it.
The closest they ever been to a black man is retweeting Kanye, so.
That's us.
Dell. Okay, Eddie.
How can I say no to Dre, son?
All right.
But you boys best be on your way before you run into somebody a little less understanding than me.
Yeah, okay. It was super nice meeting you guys.
Yeah, and sorry for assuming about the wallets, no offense.
Oh, no. We're still gonna need those wallets.
In the frat house.
Listen up, scumbags. We about to see who has what it takes to become a Kappa Alpha Chi brother.
Whatever you think is about to happen, I promise you, it's worse. As your pledge, master, I'm... Eyes down, no eye contact, look at me. Look at him, look at me, look down. Never look at me, you're not on my level. I'm gonna make sure you weak little fledglings I'll run through that gauntlet. So you're properly prepared. For a lifelong brotherhood built on booze. That pussy. And a general kick ass again!
The frat boys stop instantly as he raises his hand.
First thing you slaves are gonna do is...
Trigger warning!
Sidebar.
Brock and Clark step aside.
Man, what the fuck? I was...
Hey!
I'm not sure we should call the pledges slaves this year.
But we always call them slaves.
I know. Don't you think this year feels a little different?
Eddie walks over.
You guys talking about the slave thing?
Yeah.
I've always felt a teensy bit uncomfortable about that.
Yo, the word slave doesn't necessarily have to refer to, like, Civil War era black slaves. In fact, it's actually derived from the white Slavic people who were taken as slaves in the 9th century.
But that doesn't change the fact that in this day and age, the word slave is a racially charged term that harkens back to a truly disgraceful period in this nation's history.
True. Isn't it more racist to change our tradition simply because we got a black pledge?
Look, I am so glad we're finally having this discussion.
Let me talk to him. I'll talk to him.
You go talk to him.
Hey, man, how's it going?
So far, so good. Thank you.
Listen, I just wanted to check in with you. Some of the guys seem to be pretty set on referring to the pledges as slaves. And I just sort of wanted to get your take on that as a, keeping in mind that when we use the term, we in no way mean, you know, 19th century cotton picking slaves, just sort of a vague term of subservience.
Yeah, listen, I understand that I'm a pledge and there's certain things that come along with that, but there's going to be a problem if you guys are calling me slave.
Say no more.
He turns to Brock.
Nope. Okay, then! First thing you pledges are gonna do is get down on your hands and knees. And clean the house with toothbrushes.
Yeah, look at the cover. Amazing. This whole time I'm thinking it's gonna be a lot worse.
Like shaving each other's balls.
Or like you guys branding us with irons. Or making us jerk off with hot sauce. But cleaning the house with a toothbrush? I'll do that no problem.
No problem, huh? All right.
This your toothbrush.
Okay.
What do you think's gonna happen? Oh, hey, little princess. Wanna see the Cave of Treasures?
Oh. Oh, there she goes.
He shoves the toothbrush down the back of his pants.
Ooh, that tickles a little bit.
What is wrong?
Oh, it's got the tongue scraper.
Oh,
that's yours now.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Yeah, let's clean your mustache. Mm-mm. Come on now.
You go clean with it, pledge.
No, I'm not going to cook it. You're gonna take it.
You smell that?
Oh, God.
Smell your own shit. Smell
this. Guys, any of y'all want me to clean the house with this?
No.
Absolutely not.
In the bathroom, a pledge cleans a toilet with a toothbrush. Upstairs in the hallway, Dell and other pledges scrub the floor with theirs.
Pledge Buttersworth. Yo, Buttersworth.
Oh. Yo, what's up, Brock?
What's up, man? Come with me. I got a special assignment for you.
Okay. After you.
Okay.
In the basement.
Now, most times this area is for brothers only. It's off limits to lowly pledges such as yourself without a proper escort.
A ping pong table, couch, and jacuzzi are in the room.
What is that smell?
That smell could be a number of things. Could be beer, or pussy, ball sweat, rat shit. Or could be the Chad Snyder Memorial Hot Tub.
Take it in. Ooh, definitely that.
Mm.
What is that?
Brother Snyder was one of the best of us. House president, majoring in international relations. 2.8 grade point average. Captain of the swim team.
He died in this thing?
Yeah, he drowned. Mm-hmm. As the legend goes, Brother Snyder was found in a fetid pool of hot tub water, jello shots, and a lot of vomit.
Oh, smells like you haven't changed it since.
Of course we haven't. That would disgrace our fallen brother.
Of course.
Hey, look, Buttersworth. Mm-hmm. I tried to give you a dirty toothbrush before, and I'm sorry about that, okay? That wasn't cool of me.
Wasn't. Was...
So I got you a fresh one.
My man.
Uh-oh! I'm so clumsy. But go ahead and get that for me, player.
Dill vomits into the tub.
You're evil.
Oh, shit. Come on, Buttersworth.
He vomits more.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Son of a bitch.
Fuck, Buttersworth. Settle down, man. Just get the toothbrush and clean it.
He reaches into the tub. Brock gags as he watches. Dell vomits again.
Son of a bitch.
He pulls the brush from the muck.
You want me to start from the bottom?
Just start cleaning.
In the gym.
You were so close to the money.
Yo, he didn't leave. He was watching the whole time.
So what else they have you do? Oh, did you have to do the elephant walk?
What's the elephant walk?
It's basically when you put one thumb in the guy's asshole in front of you, and then you got the other thumb in your mouth. And when they yell switch, you switch.
So basically, you eating an assicle?
It's an urban legend.
Man, I ain't eating no assicle. I'm done with this, man. I'm out.
You can't put up with it a little longer? It's a lot of money.
And if my vote count for anything, I say we stay on this particular project.
We? Druce, ain't no we, bruh. It's been me. Me in the frat house, me digging through some puke, trying to find a fucking toothbrush. And what, you saying an elephant walk next? Mm-hmm. I ain't doing that, bruh. We make one wrong move, they call the cops, who go to jail? You? Alicia? No, it's me. Me in the cell next to my dad. Family reunion in Folsom. I ain't no criminal like my father. I've been doing this, ain't no progress. Let's face it, man, we not getting nothing out that house.
Did I just hear the son of Andre Goodloe decide to give up?
Oh, shit.
Dale stares, mouth open.
Uncle Leon.
I know that's not how my brother raised you.
I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to be out of jail for at least 200 years.
I decided it was time to make some lifestyle changes.
You broke out of prison?
Leon Goodloe? Am I seeing a ghost? Or is that just wishful thinking?
Is that my best girl, Roberta?
I ain't a girl and I ain't yours. What the fuck are you doing here, Leon?
Maybe I'm here to finally charm your ass into doing what we should have done a long time ago.
I'll remind you that I'm a good Christian married woman.
Not like Dre's turning down dick in prison. Why should you?
What? I'm gonna give you a moment to think long and hard before you say any other nasty shit. You don't want me to call the police on your fugitive ass.
Oh, you would do that?
Oh, I would.
Well, what you gonna tell them about what your boys got into?
What you been up to, Dell? Nothing. You just gonna believe him just like that? Give me a reason not to. He's a liar. Mm-hmm. He's a felon.
Yep.
You know what, Mom? Don't even worry about that. You got so much on your plate. I'ma handle this. And especially because I'm the man of the house now. It's about...
Since when? I'm really...
Just shut up. Listen, Mom, I'm sorry. Just please, 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 I'm begging. Just let me handle this. All right. I'll let you handle it. Okay. But if I find out you've been doing anything to bring shame on my household, Dell, you will no longer be a part of that household. You got me?
Yes, ma'am.
Out on your ass.
Can I?
Shut your mouth, Juice. Leon.
Roberta.
She goes back to the office.
So, y'all got my money yet?
Money?
What?
God, what is
money?
What about?
I know I'm broke,
so yeah, I got
some chains. You got chapstick.
You could use some.
You want some? The bottom lip a little ashy.
It's all right.
Yeah, okay, I get it. See, you hang with stupid, so you assume everybody's stupid, but not me. See, after I attained my freedom, I drove by the old place where me and your father stashed our money. And guess what? They turned that shit into a motherfucking fraternity.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now that was a surprise. But you know what was a shock? When I saw my ghetto ass nephew walking out of that fraternity like he fucking belonged there.
Me? Oh, yeah. It slipped my mind. I had went back to go to school. The guys was cool, but
you did.
There's money in the basement? I didn't know there was money there.
Okay, let me get this straight.
He pulls a gun.
Okay, just to make it clear. You got all studied up on your SATs and shit.
Yeah, I did get an 800 on my SATs.
It's out of 1600, motherfucker.
I'm gonna take the second half later.
Then magically, you came up with the money to attend one of the most expensive ass schools in the country, and then on a whim, joined a fraternity that just so happened to be at the same address as the place where we stashed our money from the bank job. Is that right?
You know what? This the problem.
This is exactly why a young black man can achieve greatness in this country. Because of the doubters,
preach,
the haters. Mm. This is the first good load to go to college. You can't be happy for your nephew for just 1 minute.
Okay. But you gotta admit, that's a crazy coincidence, ain't it?
It's crazy.
Where's my money, Dale?
Shit, okay. Uncle Leon, just chill. Look, if you're gonna blast me, then blast me, but that don't change the fact that I still don't got the money, okay?
He points the gun at Alicia.
Okay.
This your girlfriend?
Nope.
I mean, she do be liking my pictures on Instagram late at night, so.
You ever see somebody get their face blown apart, Dale? I have. Now ask yourself, do you want this to be the last memory of this girl right here? Because that shit sticks with you. Believe.
All right, look, I've been trying to get the money, all right? But it hasn't been easy. I'm pledging this house. But these guys, they're intense. You know what I'm saying? It's like they never go to sleep, but I'm close. I'm real close. Just give me a few more days, and I'll have your money. I just need more time, all right?
All right. I'll give you 2 days to do your thing.
2 days and two nights or just a flat?
2 days!
Right.
If you don't get it, I'm gonna go in there my damn self. Maybe your way, those Kappa Gamma bitches won't get their dick shot off.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm gonna go in here with your sexy ass mama and see if she can make me some of her world famous sassy eggs.
Come on, man.
Leon accents each syllable with a pelvic thrust. He punches a speed bag on his way to the office. Juice raises a finger.
What, Juice?
Does this affect my 5%?
Dale drops his head and walks away. Daytime. Outside the frat house, a party rages. A paper sign reads, Baby Q. Girls in bikinis sit by an inflated pool. The pledges are dressed in diapers and bonnets.
Baby brought me a beer.
Thank you,
that's
baby.
A good bag.
That's your baby boy.
He looks like me a little bit,
I
right?
See,
suck it.
He sucks a pacifier. Lying on the ground, another pledge drinks from a baby bottle.
Okay, so my thing is, I can always tell when they don't use real dinosaurs in movies.
Dell sneaks into the frat house. He creeps down the hallway.
Butterworth.
Brock comes from another room.
What are you doing in here, man? You should be out there with the other babies.
Yeah, I just want to use the bathroom real quick. Just real quick.
What do you think that diaper's for? No, I'm just playing. No. But there's no bathroom in there, man. That's the basement. There's no need to go in there.
Listen, man, sometimes I just need a place to think, like clear my thoughts, and I just thought down there would be best.
I get it, man. I know this hazing stuff is exhausting.
Yeah, so exhausting.
Degrading.
You got me in a diaper.
I know it's silly, man. But once you make it through this, we're brothers. Family. Yeah. Tell each other secrets. Watch each other's backs. So you gonna join this family?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
Right after I hit this basement,
though. Man, what are you talking about? Get out there with the babies. Come on, man. Do the baby walk, though. Do that. Baby walk. There it go. Hey, hit it. What? Yeah. Glad we had this talk, man.
Straight
up. Outside.
Listen up, babies. You may think pledging is all diapers, binkies, and verbal abuse. But it's also about giving back to the community. So our red hot bros,
and Filthy Rich Females charity galas coming up.
And you dirtbags,
along with our beautiful selves, are gonna be auctioned off to the highest bidders from our sister sorority. Trigger warning.
Whoa, TW, what's that Pledge Butters wear?
I'm sorry, I just thought I heard him say that you guys were gonna auction us off.
Well, yeah, in order to raise money for local charities, you'll be auctioned off. Oh, I hear it now.
Oh, shit, not again.
Come on, man. You can't be serious.
Oh, I'm sorry, Barack. If you and I have a slightly different reaction to the idea of us being auctioned off to rich white people outside of a plantation house.
Okay, let's brodel. Hey, brodel.
Clark, Eddie, and Brock huddle up.
No way he's getting out of this.
Hey, look, I knew a black guy growing up, and he was not like this, man. You could say anything you wanted to him. Yeah, even let me touch his hair.
Okay.
Buttersworth.
Yeah?
You don't have to be auctioned off. We're gonna make you the auctioneer.
It'll be empowering.
He raises a fist, then switches to a thumbs up.
Yeah, I guess that works.
It's an affirmative auction.
In the gym.
I am a master. I play white guilt like Michael Jordan plays basketball. Mm. I'm talking like Stevie Wonder plays the piano.
Okay, so you're the auctioneer.
At the auction.
So what?
So, since I'm in charge of the proceedings.
Yeah, don't mess this up, Pledge!
I can keep me busy while you guys go look for the money.
Now, my great-great-great-great-granddaddy would love to hear me say this. Get your billfolds out, because we buying white people today! Yeah!
Dell bangs a gavel.
But first, gonna need to figure out a way to get you into the party.
How about having tits on a pulse?
In a low-cut red dress, Alicia enters past security.
That'll work. Once everyone's outside, Juice, you're gonna slip into the basement and make your move. The longer I can keep the auction going, the more time it buys us to look for the money.
Juice heads into the basement.
Juice, I'll make sure the tools are down there waiting for you.
He takes out a metal detector.
Oh! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think that's just about right there. Brother Clark here is actually an amazing impressionist.
No.
Yes, got some impressions for us, don't you?
I do not.
Juice puts a hole in the wall with a sledgehammer.
You're a little tight. Okay, you kind of like my ex. It's kind of hard to find your spot, but I'm gonna find you.
Why don't you try someone that everybody knows, like Denzel Washington? You know, you put your shoulders up and you're okay, all right, huh? What are we at an auction? What are we gonna buy white people? That's what you're telling me? You're telling me you're gonna buy white people? What type of white people are we gonna buy, huh?
I don't think I should do that.
Juice makes another hole.
And now let's get Brother Ben to the stage, ladies and gentlemen.
In the crowd, Brock draws a penis on sleeping Ben's face.
Oh, come on, Brock. That's not cool.
What are you talking about, man? John Dix is always funny.
On stage.
You ladies know our resident sexpert, Brother Eddie.
I'd like to dedicate this first move to an invention that changed the face of modern warfare and sexuality. It's called the Gatling gun. It works best if she's bow-legged. Am I right, Sarah? Wing face.
Sarah frowns. Eddie thrusts into a blow-up doll. Dell talks to Clark.
Maybe Mike Tyson, famous boxer. I got these pigeons here. No. We put these pigeons together and we make them kiss.
Yeah, no, definitely not that one.
I give you the pinwheel.
Eddie spins the blow-up doll on his finger like a pinwheel.
Do you know any comedians? Bill Cosby. Do you know Bill Cosby?
I could maybe try that.
Perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cosby.
Clark hunches his shoulders a bit, loosens his neck.
You see, when she eats the pudding, you put the quaaludes in the pudding, and then she eats the pudding, and she gets sleepy with the pudding, and then you climb on top of her, and you put in your black penis.
No, you don't. Guys, Clark, anybody want to bid on Clark?
Juice smashes up the basement wall. Dell leads the auction. Eddie thrusts. Girls bid. Dell points. Eddie bids. Dell bangs the gavel. Juice peers into the wall. A rat climbs from the hole.
These white boys got rats. They're keeping them as pets. Where to go?
On stage.
And finally, a very special move taught to me by a very special woman.
Thanks, Mom.
This is called the pile driver. Be careful, it's rough on the spine.
Turning the doll upside down, he straddles, then drops onto it. Eddie applauds himself.
Good job, Eddie!
All right, come on, someone's gotta find that appealing.
Way in back, a woman holds up a paddle.
And now a man who used a Macklemore lyric as his yearbook quote
Brother Barack with a freestyle.
Brock gives Dell a fist bump.
Barack in the building and I'm feeling fly. Talks like James Bond, got that golden eye. Bars on bars like the candy shop. A bit on these girls, I'll make your panties drop. Okay, once you go Barack, you might never go back. Make your body numb like a heart attack. Okay, here's your chance, so pull the trigger. Put it down on you, cause I'm a dope ass.
He puts the mic to Dell's mouth. The audience stares. Dell pushes the mic away.
The fuck am I supposed to say today?
Alicia sits in the crowd.
Wait, did you forget about me?
In the gym.
Why am I there?
You're gonna bid on Barack. Look, he's been on me since I got there. I just need you to keep him out the basement.
I'm not fucking him.
What? No.
No.
Never. Don't do that. Ever.
You want me to fuck him?
Huh?
What?
That's $1 million.
Yeah, but you are only making 50K.
For 50 G's, my list of not dudes is pretty short.
Okay, walk it back a step. You want me to win him in the auction, right?
Yeah.
What am I winning him with? We're broke.
They put money on the table.
36, 38. Oh, I got a scratcher. Wait a minute. We got 38.
$42.68.
How is that gonna be enough?
I'll make it be enough.
At the auction.
$20.
A redhead smiles.
25.
Alicia raises her number.
$25.
$30. $35.
$35.
$40. $42. $50.
$42, going once.
I just said 50.
$42, going twice.
50!
Slow to the woman in the red dress.
Are you deaf, asshole? This is not how auctions work, dumbass.
Alicia stands. Brock grins.
Nice work, Buttersworth.
He goes for a fist bump, then gives up.
Hey, good. Go get him.
After the auction, partygoers sip drinks. Brock talks to Alicia.
So,
I haven't seen you around before.
Yo, we should talk. It's a nice night. Wanna go for a walk?
Nah, I got something special for you. Follow me.
She does. In the basement, Juice makes another hole.
Oh yeah, I'ma tear this much down. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, found you.
He takes a selfie with the briefcase.
Oh yeah. I found the money.
Brock and Alicia come downstairs.
My clueless pledges. Clean this place with a toothbrush.
You know, actually, let's just go for a drink at the bar out back.
Hey, no.
Let's get out of here.
See, the thing is, I got us all covered. Come on.
Okay, I'm coming.
I got us covered down here. You bet on me, right?
That's right.
Juice hides in the hot tub.
Voila. I whipped up this little surprise. Just for the occasion.
Wow. You did all of this? That's impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get out of here. I'm just feeling claustrophobic.
Whoa. There's no need to be so anxious. Okay, you want to talk? Let's talk.
Brock sits on the couch. Alicia stands. He pats the couch.
Well, let's get to know each other better.
Behind Brock, Juice pops out of the tub.
What are you looking at?
You!
Kakuta?
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Oh, this is dope.
She smothers him with her chest.
So, for like, maybe a lap dance?
Juice points to the money.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
She sits down.
Go ahead.
No, I meant you give me one.
A man giving a woman a lap dance. It's an instant panty dropper.
She holds her arm out as if dropping something.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All you can handle.
Yeah?
Okay. All right. You on some feminism shit. Got the empowered woman. I'm gonna bring it, girl. Okay. Here we go.
She motions to Juice.
Ooh, yeah. It's already getting so sexy. So good.
Juice slides out of the tub.
Doing it.
Yeah, you like that?
She's getting super wet over it.
Yeah. Tell me what you want, baby.
Just keep looking at me. Oh my God.
Woo! Okay.
Love it.
yeah, take something off.
Woo!
Chill.
Yeah.
See that belly button?
Flash it again?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love it.
Yeah, it's an innie outie. It's like in, but it's out.
Woo! Oh, there we go.
Keep facing towards me. Yeah.
Juice tries to get the money out.
Oh my god.
Rock tosses his shoe. Juice ducks.
Oh my god, so dangerous.
Rock tosses another and hits Juice.
It's like Justin Bieber and Austin Powers had a baby and it's you.
Oh, that's my belly button.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Get it off.
And there are your pants coming off.
Hey.
Oh my god.
Hey.
Oh my god, it's so hot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
that,
okay.
What is that? Is that a dab?
That's called the dab.
Rock starts turning. Alicia shoves him down onto the couch.
Shit, ow, girl!
Yeah, fixed it.
Ooh,
ass up.
Rock smiles broadly.
That's the way we like to fuck, you filthy girl. I love it.
Del enters.
Yeah, all right. Man, you know, this is like a new experience for me. I feel both degraded and empowered. Is that what it's like to be a woman? You still there, baby? Oh!
Just keep your face away.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy, I think. I need to be spanked.
Uh-huh. Spanked?
Alicia motions to Del to spank him. Del grabs a paddle.
I've been a bad boy. Punish me, girl.
I'm so bad. Put something on it, girl. I'm ready.
Del swings hard.
Oh!
Del runs around and joins Juice at the wall.
Shit, that stinks. Oh, you're insane, girl. I'm sorry.
Rock goes for a kiss.
God.
Alicia grabs his arms and gets behind him.
Ooh. I'm in charge here.
Shit.
I clearly can't trust you. I'm gonna tie you up.
Yeah.
Keep facing the wall,
yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah, tighter, baby.
Oh!
Ooh.
Time for the blindfold.
Rock mouths the words, yeah. Thank you, God. Juice and Del work to get the briefcase out of the wall.
Yes, ma'am. Damn.
Del throws Alicia Juice's wet cummerbund. She ties it around Brock's eyes.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, it's kind of wet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you think it got that way?
Okay. You pungent as you is beautiful, okay? But now it's my turn, all right? Hey, okay, yeah.
He bumps her onto the couch.
Yeah, I'm in charge now. Look, I know you're not used to this, but I'm a brother who's not afraid to go down on a girl.
Yeah?
So you just go ahead and you hike that skirt up and you're ready for some heaven, okay?
A rat falls from the ceiling onto the couch.
You excited? Okay, girl, I get it.
Alicia moves out of the way.
So excited.
Brock's tongue inches toward the rat.
Oh, damn, you like got it all 70s and shit.
Yeah.
I can dig it natural.
He licks the rat as Juice and Del escape with the case.
Oh, yeah.
You ever had someone beatbox?
Going all night, baby. Don't stop.
She rushes away. Rock tongues the rat.
Oh, shit. Oh, your pussy's squeaking a little bit.
In the car, Juice holds up his phone.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, we got the money.
No. Hey, no Snapchat, no Instagram, no nothing, man.
How's your phone even working?
Y'all ain't got no Boost Mobile? This shit waterproof.
All right, man, stop with the pictures. Open that shit up. Let's see what we got.
Yes.
Get it, baby.
How does it smell? How does it feel?
Okay. We got a Blockbuster DVD of Encino Man.
You say what?
Yep, take a look. All right. Oh, we got a mixtape. The Big Booty Grind mix.
Big Booty Grind?
Yep.
What the fuck is that?
We got a Zima.
No, the money, look at.
Okay. Oh, it's a note.
What?
All right. Dear Kappa Alpha Chi, Brothers of the Future, we are burying this time capsule in the wall of our house in hopes that you will one day uncover it and see how your ancestors partied. What is the future like? Are there blowjob robots?
A fucking time capsule?
What's a time capsule?
No money? Everybody gonna get their dick shot off.
I do love Encino Man, though.
Yo, damn.
Fuck! Shit! Fuck!
Man, this is your car!
Hey, give me that thing! Fuck this shit! We tried. It's over.
Maybe it's not, man. If we got in the basement once, we can get in there again.
How? We barely got in there tonight. Uncle Leo's gonna track us down and it's over. What don't y'all get? I'm done with this shit, for real this time.
Wow. Del Goodlow not following through on something. I can't believe it.
And what's that supposed to mean?
You've never seen anything through?
in your whole life. But then your dad told you about the money, and I saw a side of you I've never seen before. You were taking charge, coming up with plans, trying to do right by your mom, charming your way into a rich frat house. I mean, for a second there, I was actually impressed by you. You know, I thought you were doing this to save those friends of yours from Leon, but if you're giving up, then I guess not. I mean, what do you care, right?
She picks up the contents of the time capsule.
You just got your sneakers and weave.
She tosses them at Del.
You think I don't care? I got more at stake in this than both of y'all. What am I supposed to do, huh? Go in there with the bat over Uncle Leon's skull? What's that gonna get me?
A broken bat, most likely. He's pretty solid.
Look, Alicia, I'm not backing down. I just don't know how to go forward either.
Alicia looks at Del. He walks away. In the gym, Leon sits on a workout bench. Del, Juice, and Alicia enter.
There they are. Oh, I hope you don't mind. I got in a few reps while I was waiting. So, what's it gonna be? Money bags or body bags?
Well, definitely not the body bags. But we ran into some problems. Long story, you don't want to hear the story, but we don't have the money right now. So
Leon cocks his head and reaches behind his back.
No! Don't reach back there.
You don't need the gun.
That is disappointing.
Look, like I said before, we try to get the money and we fail. You can't win them all. Am I right? Relatable? Let's put the gun down.
You know how many times in my life I said I tried?
Say like maybe 10, 15.
Never. Are you crazy? I got a mind to teach your ass a lesson.
No lesson. Let's just teach me a lesson.
Don't touch my gun. Don't ever touch my gun.
Okay, not touching the gun. Don't just touching your finger.
Touching the gun is like touching a man's dick. Don't touch my gun.
He said it's his dick. Don't touch it. I'm not touching the gun. I'm just telling you.
Draw
the
gun.
Del grabs the gun. Leon fires.
Oh, no. I shot him.
I told you don't touch the gun, man.
Shot me in the toe. Look, you kill us, you're not going to get no money. All right, so let me go back to the house and let me get the money. 24 hours. That's all I need, 24 hours.
Del smiles.
It's okay.
How do I know you ain't going to just fuck up?
There go my sandal game.
Del approaches Leon.
Do I look like I'm going to fuck up?
Leon stares at him.
Oh, man, you ain't going to fuck up. He ain't going to fuck up. You know what? I believe you.
Oh,
I believe you.
Okay, woo.
You know what? For the first time, you actually look like your father's son. I'm proud of you. All right. All right, motherfuckers. 24 hours for your ass. And then I'm gonna come, snatch up your mama, and ride her sweet ass out of here.
Come on with the mama stuff, man.
Leon grabs his crotch.
Alrighty.
I would be better if I wasn't shot.
Juice, come on, man. 50 Cent got shot 9 times. You got shot in your pinky toe acting like a bitch.
Shit hurt, okay?
It's just a great stop.
About to lose a leg.
You're fine. What's the play?
I don't know a play, okay? You heard what he said. If I don't have the money, he's gonna come back, he's gonna shoot us, he's gonna go to the frat house and kill everybody there. What am I supposed to do?
I need some anesthesia.
You know what? Matter of fact, take me to the back. Shoot me in the head like a horse. Just put me down.
Wait. Yeah, that's it.
No.
Not put him down. Put him to sleep. Can you get me roofies?
What? You know what? I'm insulted right now that you would think that I'm the roofie guy.
Next time I need roofies, I'll present it in a more diplomatic way. But for now, can you get me roofies? Yes or no?
Yeah, of course.
In the frat house, the brothers address the pledges.
Gentlemen, welcome to your final night of pledgeship.
I know this ain't been an easy time for y'all. Been especially hard on some of you. And we had to make it hard on you. Because what you're about to step into is so great. Brotherhood. Built on loyalty. Honesty. Trust. And booze and pussy. I love these guys, man.
And now, in the grand tradition of our esteemed forefathers who preceded us, we will seal the bond of brotherhood through the drinking of this ceremonial punch, consisting of grain alcohol, store brand fruit punch, and a little bit of liquid THC.
Who wants to step up?
A pledge steps forward, Dell stops him. He approaches the punch bowl. Rock, Clark, and Eddie look on. Dell ladles red liquid into a gold goblet. Brock nods slightly.
It's loyalty.
Dell drops white pills into the liquid.
Trust and honesty.
He steps away from the punch bowl. One at a time, the other pledges approach the bowl. Fill their goblets and step back.
With that, we'd like to welcome you, former shitbags, as our brothers.
Kappa Alpha Kappa Lord!
Kappa Alpha Kappa Lord!
Everyone drinks. The pledge is high five. Our brother shakes his head. A pledge stares into the bowl. Brock wipes sweat. Eddie contorts his face. Dell looks around the room. One by one, the brothers and former pledges drop to the floor. Brock looks over at Dell. Dell drops to the floor. Clark nods next to Brock.
I think we might have gone heavy on the THC.
Clark and Brock go down.
Okay. I think I'm good.
Eddie hits the floor. Dell stands up. He stumbles into the basement.
Oh, that punch was strong.
Okay. Work, gotta get to work.
He picks up the hammer.
I don't know why we doing this. Let's put it, I got my foot on the gas. Ready to do it, I'm ready to go.
Sarah loves Russell. Who the fuck is Russell?
Dell suddenly stops and looks over his shoulder. Then continues bashing holes in the wall. In a heap of boxes, he pops bubble wrap.
Money, come out.
Money, listen, I just wanna...
He turns to face a pledge in white robe staring at him.
What are you doing down here, pledge? Don't you know who I am?
Who the fuck are you?
He removes his hood.
Dumb son of a bitch.
I'm you, motherfucker.
Nigga, you me?
Oh, now hit that shit.
We in this together, huh? God damn.
They smash holes in the wall together.
It's in the wall. I'm looking in the wall.
You're right, Brock. Dicks are funny.
Upstairs, Dell draws penises on Brock's face.
What are you doing, Dell? Get back to work.
Back downstairs, Dell continues hammering into the wall.
Money, and I will
spend it. Dell stands in the center of the basement. The wall is covered in holes. He raises the hammer and strikes the wall again. Dell looks into the hole. He begins tearing at the wall with his hands.
Son of a bitch.
Dell reaches into the wall but can't reach the box. He picks up the hammer. He enlarges the hole, reaches in, and gets a locked metal box. He shakes the dust off of it.
I got the money! Hey.
He dances upstairs. Uncle Leon knocks him out.
No, I got the money, motherfucker.
In the gym.
Where is he? He should have been back here by now.
You know what? I don't know. I can't really guesstimate how long it takes to knock out a room full of white boys, snatch $1 million, and drive all the way to this neighborhood in Thursday traffic.
Evening, dummies.
Uncle Leon enters, a bag over his shoulder.
Here's the traitor.
Brock lifts the unconscious Dell to his feet and pushes him against the door.
What the fuck did you do, Buttersworth?
I didn't do nothing. I was knocked out.
We got roofied. Everyone else is still out.
Well, while we were out, someone jacked all our shit. Took our weed, our cash, everything.
You doubted me about this, then look what happened. I knew you were up to something.
I wasn't up to nothing. You guys always talking about brotherhood, having each other's back through thick and thin. Something crazy happens, this how y'all act? Come on.
Not my brother. You're a fucking thief.
I'm not a thief. I would never steal y'all shit. But I think I know who did. So what I'll do is I'll go get it for y'all, and I'll come right back. Because where I'm from, that's what brothers do. We have each other's back. So just ease up.
Hey, you're not going anywhere. At least not by yourself. A Kappa Alpha Chi brother never stands alone. So if you're going, we're going.
Come on!
Look at this. That's great. That's real cute. I think I'm gonna handle this one on my own. You guys just chill here, all right?
I don't think so, Buttersworth. You don't have to do anything on your own anymore. You're Kappa Alpha Chi now.
You guys don't understand. This guy is real. Trust me, he's dangerous. Y'all just stay here and chill. I got
you. Not a chance. These guys are right. We got your back. Family now, right? Kappa Alpha Chi for life.
Kappa Alpha Chi for life.
All right. Kappa Alpha Chi for life.
Woo!
You know there's like a bunch of dicks on your face? Like a bunch.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
In the gym office, shirtless Leon lifts weights. He looks at Roberta. She rolls her eyes.
Now, Berta. I got a lot of money here. I can make you happy. I'll get you anything you want. Make a life together.
I don't want your dirty money, Leon. I'm fine with my life just as it is. We just got the phone back on, thinking about a second line. Where's my son?
Woman, how am I gonna focus on getting up in that pussy when all you can talk about is what came out of it?
Elisa and Juice are tied to the boxing ropes.
I think I can get us out of here.
Go ahead, you got that? Oh, you got soft hands, I never noticed.
Shut up.
Dell and the frat boys drive in a car.
All right, you guys hang out by the back door and wait for the signal.
Okay, yeah, totally. Yeah, what's the signal, though?
Bro, I told you, it's man.
Man.
Like man.
Man.
Okay. Dell sneaks into the gym, holding a crowbar.
Okay.
Yes. Fuck you, Berta. You just missed out on the greatest dick you ever known.
Leon heads towards Dell's hiding spot.
Black Mr. Clean! I heard, roids make your dick small.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Dell sneaks behind him as Roberta steps out of the office.
You and this bitch are just lucky to be alive. Oh, you gonna be sorry you said that.
We cool. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Leon spins and catches Dell's crowbar.
Get your ass back! Motherfuckers have tried and died sneaking up on Leon Goodlaw.
Can you make out anything he's saying?
Not really.
Outside the back door.
Sounds like when a chick's telling you about her childhood while she's eating out your asshole.
Dude, that is exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, shit.
Everybody likes butt stuff. You still have balls on your chin.
Brock rubs his chin. Inside.
What the fuck are you doing?
Okay, Leon. Leon! Just put the crowbar down and I will come with you. Leave Dell out of this. Dell, step aside.
Mom, I got this. All right, time for me to stay on my ground. I said, it's time I be a man!
Dell looks at the door.
It's time I be a man!
Be a man then, what?
I said it's time for me to be a man right now!
Bro, did you see that video that said that Tupac is alive and working with the Illuminati?
Aaliyah and Left Eye too.
Yeah, and it's all true. It's right there on the internet. It's like they're not even trying to cover it up.
Wait. You guys hear that? Yo, that sounds like a gat.
It is, dog.
Trap stands behind them.
Dad! I need to be a man!
Baby, are you having a stroke? Come on, man. Please don't rob us again. My dad was on the phone with the bank for hours getting new credit cards, hassle factors like level.
Do I look like I fucking care?
No.
I warned y'all not to come back here.
I got this.
Well, you want to be a man. All I see is a little boy about to piss himself.
The frat boys rush in.
Get
your ass over there!
They're
trying to frame me!
Trap and his boys enter behind them.
Hey, call your boy off, man!
Easy. We know we're supposed to wait for your signal to come and help you, but we couldn't hear your signal, and now we need help.
Hold on. Is that him?
Is that the fucker that took our shit? He's huge.
Yo, show some respect, little homie.
That is Leon Goodloe, son. Ghetto legend. Hood Hall of Fame, motherfucker.
This thug right here is a no-good lowlife, and he's the type that I do not associate myself with.
Don't associate with. Ask yourself, have you ever seen your friend here in class or doing homework?
I maintain a solid GPA. What I do on my own time is my own business, thank you very much.
On your own time? What, snooping around in that basement?
I'm Captain Alpha Kai, motherfucker. What's good?
Captain Alpha Kai!
Trap aims at Dell.
Tell him who the fuck you are!
Okay, you got the gun right there. Guys, just real quick, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. My real name is Dell Goodloe, okay? I'm not a college student. I lied about that. I just did it so I can get into your frat and take the money that my uncle and father stashed there years ago. So that's the whole truth. Oh my God! I told you like 6 times this new guy was up to something.
Yes, okay. Obviously, he looks exactly like that fire inspector who came to our house, but I couldn't say that then. And yes, it does seem a little fishy in retrospect that he kept offering to remodel our basement.
I bet you're not even a licensed contractor.
No, I'm not.
You're an asshole.
How much money we talking about here, Dell?
Ain't no big deal. Just a little something left over from an old job.
A little money? It's $1 million in there! Right? Nigga, $1 million?
I thought you didn't want no dirty money.
Shit, my morals start to get real flexible around the mid-six figures.
You know, legally speaking, depending on how long that's been in our basement, we may technically own it thanks to something called adverse possession. Pre-law. Yeah.
Lucky for me, I don't give a shit about the law.
Okay.
So give me the fucking money, man.
They aim at each other.
Whatever happened to me being a ghetto legend?
Still true. But $1 million, bro. Not to mention the shine my reputation gonna get if I take out a badass motherfucker like yourself.
I respect that. But you ain't getting that shit. I earned that. However,
Leon throws his bag at Trap's feet.
I think you might enjoy the contents of that bag. Just some odds and ends I managed to relieve these boys of earlier. Get about 20 G's for that shit.
Brock goes for the bag. Trap puts his gun to his head.
That's real nice of you, Leon. Real nice. It'd be even nicer, though, if you just handed over the rest now, too.
He aims back at Leon.
Woo-wee! Oh, look like you got us in a mess now, Dale. Huh? Ain't nobody leaving this motherfucker until there's some blood on the floor.
Wait. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry to everyone. I know you guys are pissed, and look, you got every reason to be, but you gotta understand why I did what I did. Okay, I did it for my moms. I did it to help save this place. And Uncle Leon, come on, man. Remember when you and my dad helped start this gym? Remember how proud you were? How proud you were to get these kids off the streets?
Turn my life around.
And guys, I'll admit, when I first met y'all, I thought you were a bunch of overprivileged, ignorant assholes with tiny hands standing between me and what I needed, but I misjudged y'all. Hey, y'all are family. Y'all are brothers. I really believe what Brock said earlier. Family has each other's back no matter what, even if they fuck up. Whether that family name is Kappa Alpha Chi.
Kappa Alpha Chi.
or Goodloe.
Fuck you, Dale.
He aims at Dale.
Ain't no sentimental conflict resolution bullshit gonna work on me, nigga.
Dale looks to Alicia, who nods slightly.
Well, fuck you too, then! Shut me in the ass!
Shut up! Barely grazed your ass.
Oh, it hurts! It hurts!
I told you it hurt.
Now enough! You know what, Dale? When I found out your father had told you about the money, my first thought was...
The old AC unit falls, crushing Leon. His feet stick out from under it.
God damn it, Dale! How many times did I tell you to fix the motherfucking air conditioner?
Around a table, Dale opens the locked box.
So there you go. Good things do happen in the hood. My mom's got to keep the gym, baby. And there was still plenty of money to go around.
Here you go, boys. Sorry about the basement.
Dell leads jogging kids. Juice spray paints the wall.
So now we got a family, and we got a business.
Bring it in, bring it in.
And even though our insurance payments tripled, I made sure your boy Juice got a job.
Juice, you know your workman's comp doesn't cover stupid, right? Why did you climb a ladder so that you could bend down?
Oh, what up, neighbor? What up?
All the fellas at Kappa Alpha Chi learn how to do some real charity work for a change.
Let's practice. Come on, let's club up.
And Trap, well, he was happy to be back in the gym and part of the family again. We even gave him a job. Collection.
Trap sits behind a desk.
We missing out on some serious loot, baby. We need to get that back.
And Pops must have heard the news, because I changed our number twice and he's still calling.
Jim, leave a message.
Man, answer the damn phone.
It's me. It's Dre.
Nigga, I swear you dead if you make that Jim a damn CrossFit.
Hello?
Feels good to get back to the community, doesn't it?
For sure.
Mom and Brock fist bump.
It's good. Okay, there she is. Yes.
Why don't you start with them toilets, Barack?
She hands him a toothbrush.
I deserve that.
Make that happen.
Oh, and one last thing.
Wow. They all came back alive and fully conscious. Impressive.
If you think that's impressive.
He kisses her. Hands up for a
brighter day. No worries, I ain't here. Stop hacking on the staff and install the new air conditioner.
I gotta go to class in like 30 minutes. Let's have Juice do it.
No!
Damn. You're a strong college man.
They kiss.
Yo! Just tap out if you want a real man to step in.
Mind your business, Reggie. What do you think this is?
Your loss.
Oh.
She jumps on him. Eddie plays with the kids. Fade to black. Credits roll. Directed by Scotty Y. Zabielski. Screenplay by Ted Sperling and Benjamin Suter. And Scotty Y. Zabielski. Story by Dylan Sellers and Ted Sperling. Produced by Dylan Sellers. Zach Schiller. Executive producers, James McGow. Alex Boyes.
Man, batch. We don't win a Kids' Choice Award. This is some bullshit.
Y'all just gonna let her keep me in my ass?
Fucking time capsule! Is that too much? Did I overdo it?
My boy! Don't fucking fall asleep on me and I'm sitting here trying to be a Mr. Rogers or a Dr. Phil. And I don't know what you keep looking up at that big St. Bernard for. He don't want none but a donut. I can smack him upside the head and throw a donut in the ground. He gonna have to make a decision. What you think he gonna go for?
He gonna go for the donut.
The motherfucking donut.
I think I have it.
Okay, she's got it.
No, I don't.
Executive producers, Andrew Batchelor, Baron Davis, Wine Del Rosario, Todd King. Previous credits, co-executive producer Christina Batchelor, co-producer Devin Andre, director of photography Andre Hoopsher, production designer Russell M. Yeager, editor Chris McKinley, costume designer Ariella Wald Cohane, music supervisor Trig Tobin, casting by Marisol Roncalli, CSA, Andrew Batchelor, Kat Graham, Logan Paul, Alan Maldonado, Josh Brenner, Devin Werkheiser, Method Man, with Retta, with Mike Epps, and Terry Crews. My crew never catch me alone.
microphone and I get into my zone. Every time you spit, better watch your tone, cause we'll send a whack rapper back to his home.